Radio Superfly im Gespräch.
Back again at the Porgy and Bess, and I'm more than happy to have no one else than Mr. José James with me. Hello, José.
How you doing?
Thank you for being back in Vienna. The last concert was amazing. So we just talked about that. I think 2/3 of the people who are coming tonight, they were here the last time because you're such a great live performer. You love to be on stage, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm grateful that AI hasn't replaced live shows yet. You know, I think that's the power of jazz. It's never the same show twice. No matter what the content is, my concept is always jazz, including tonight with 1978 is R&B, funk, you know, 70s disco, but the concept is jazz, so it's always a one-of-a-kind performance.
You mentioned it already, your new album, 1978. I'm very enthusiastic. For me, it's like the best of all influences of José James concentrated on one album. And I know, maybe I'm wrong, but you're a fan of concept albums. But this time, it's like the very best of. Was this a little bit the idea behind that, after so many albums with a concept behind?
Well, yes and no. I mean, part of it is that I met Leon Ware in 2012 when I was working on No Beginning, what would become No Beginning, No End. And he, you know, he produced and wrote my favorite album of all time, I Want You, for Marvin Gaye, for Motown. And actually, that was the first sort of like R&B concept album, 1976, you know, where it was just one producer on Motown and one kind of story, you know. And yeah, I think it started from there. And it's kind of a tough question, you know, because it's less of a concept album and more of like autobiographical, because 1978 is the year I was born. So it's me telling more of my story, which includes the music and the influences too. Yeah.
What I really like on the album is the titles are quite long for nowadays, but there is so much time and space for improvisation, for solos, etc. And especially when we talk about music nowadays, it's the total opposite of what people are doing now. Was this also important for you to know? I don't do the 230 songs.
I just do what I do best, you know. I think I'm not mad at the short pop songs. I just think at this point, you know, this is my 12th album. I feel like I know myself, I know my audience, and I know what I do well. You know, a song like Desire from The Dreamer, people love that. You know, a long, kind of slow ballad, kind of a moody thing. I think I create a space, a vibe, as a producer, as a singer, as a songwriter. I think I can create a mood. And for me, once I create that mood, I want that mood to last. You know, it's like, it's a more mature space. You know, like when you get older, if you have a beautiful steak or a beautiful glass of wine or having a beautiful view on a trip, you know, with a loved one, you want it to last forever. So I think it's more about, yeah, finding that moment emotionally, musically, and then letting it last as long as it can. You know, that's, to me, that's the meaning of life now. It's like, let's make it last as long as we can. Peace, love, harmony, whatever those qualities are, they may not last forever, but like, we can stretch it out.
You mentioned it already, 12 albums in 17 years, a lot of different projects. It's not only the albums you did, you had a lot of collaborations, etc., etc. But then on the other side, as we talk about 5-6 minutes, and we, you know, we want to stay in a moment, it sounds like José James has more than 24 hours a day because you're still very relaxed. Is it like that, or are you kind of the complete opposite when it comes to daily routines?
That's a good question. I mean, I work all the time, but I'm very relaxed about it, if that makes sense. You know, I don't think I've had a day off in 2 years at this point, but I'm doing what I love, and there's a lot of work to be done. You know, I think right now we're in an interesting moment with society, with the music business, where there's algorithms and there's, you know, something like I heard 100,000 new songs per day are being uploaded to Spotify. That's staggering amount of music. So, you know, I think if an artist has the ideas, which I do right now, get them out, get them down, get them going, get it out there. Don't think too hard about it, you know. All I do, everything I do now in terms of like a daily routine is subtraction. You know, I'm taking less things out of my life. You know, I stopped caffeine. You know, I don't drink alcohol anymore. I don't smoke. I don't, I do less and less and less so I can do more, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's such a cliche to stop with everything like that, but it's the best you can do.
That's right. We got to stay healthy, you know. And as an international performer, you know, the travel is intense and you got to keep your body up. So, yeah, these days you find me with a yoga mat and a smoothie.
Yeah, you mentioned already, this is my last question. 2023, there was an album. This year was an album. So what can we expect in 2025?
1978, Revenge of the Dragon. 1978 was also, to me, the peak of kung fu films and blaxploitation. So I want to bring in that element of it as well. Looking at doing some collaborations with Robert Glasper, Terrace Martin, and Thundercat, people like that. I'm in LA now, you know, so it's kind of in that scene. And yeah, man, like having fun, you know, like I think jazz can get so incredibly serious. And there's nothing wrong with serious music, but when I think back of like Miles or like, you know, Dizzy or Charlie Parker, they were having a lot of fun too. You know what I mean? They were really like, they had a good time, you know, and I kind of miss that spirit a little bit in jazz, you know. So I just want to have fun, man. You know, it can be serious music, but I don't want to hit people over the head with it. I want people to be able to, on a Friday night, you know, have a glass of wine, get done with work, and just put my record on or come to a show and feel like, man, I had a good time, you know? And then if it hits them later emotionally or spiritually, cool. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all entertainment, you know? And I think that's what Miles Davis knew. I don't know that everyone of my generation or below me knows that anymore in jazz, you know, and I'm not saying it as a bad thing, but I do think, I know Robert Glasper knows that, you know, I think people who have longevity understand that at every level of art form in music, there is some level of entertainment there because you're performing for people. So, you know, even Keith Jarrett, that was part of the thing. It's like, everyone's like, oh, is he gonna leave? There's like a tension, you know? And that's entertaining, you know? I feel good about the scene. I feel good about the direction. And let's just see where it all ends up, man. You know, I feel like this is one of the most exciting moments of music in our history. So let's see where it goes.
Thank you, Jose James. And good to have you back in Vienna.
Thank you so much, man.